It's Spring Share-a-thon 2018 on American Family Radio. In God we trust.
Some trust in chariots, and some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit afr.net. In God we trust. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on AFR. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the ministry, and we thank you for listening to AFR on behalf of our whole staff. We thank you every day for praying for us, for making it financially possible for us to be on the air, broadcasting all across the country. 184 stations, I think we have across the country now, and then thousands of people listen to us online or either on one of our, on our apps. That we make available too on the cell phones and the other smart devices. You're listening to Share-a-thon. I'm in Washington D.C. today, so I'm broadcasting from the studios of the Family Research Council, our ministry that we work together with closely on many different issues. Tony Perkins and the team here, we appreciate them hosting me for this since I had to be here today. Back home in the studio is Fred Jackson. Say good morning, Fred.
Actually, I'll say good morning for Fred.
Steve Jordahl. Steve Jordahl. I'm sorry,
Steve. Good
morning.
Steve. Good afternoon, Tim.
It's good afternoon where I am.
I know.
And Steve Jordahl in for Fred. And then Ed Vitagliano and Walker Wildman sitting in as well. We are, folks, it's our theme for this Share-a-thon is In God We Trust. In God We Trust is the national motto for our country. It was adopted in 1956 by our Congress at that time, and it's also printed on our currency, In God We Trust. Now, if the liberals and the secular progressives have their way, they'll do away with that too. That's where they're headed. They want to do away with any vestige of Christianity and its connection to our country and to our heritage. I mean, that's just where these folks are. That's why you heard later, last hour, you heard a segment that our own Steve Jordahl did, a story he did, where Mike Pompeo, this is related to what I'm talking about them wanting to rid the country of these pesky Christians. Mm. I'm not saying they want to exterminate us. You know, I'm saying that they want to get rid of our influence and they want to get rid of our voices and they want to disqualify us if we have a biblical worldview from being a legitimate voice in the public square. That's what these people who are trying to, that's what these secular progressives want to do. And so we're fighting back and we're standing up for ourselves and we're standing up for the Lord and we're standing up for the Constitution. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. Otherwise, we lose our country and we lose our freedoms. Who wants to sign up for that, right? Nobody. And think about our children and our grandchildren. We can't quit. We can't give up. We can't go away. We can't wave the white flag of surrender. We have to stand up and, if you will, fight back. And I mean that not in a literal, get out the guns type situation. I'm talking about this spiritually speaking. That's what I'm talking about. But we have to physically take a stand at the voting box, on radio, TV, the media, government. However we can take a stand publicly, we need to do so. You're listening to Share-a-thon. Let me give you this phone number, then we'll go to Steve Jordahl. We have a $10,000 match underway, and this hour is the last hour for it. In other words, in 50 minutes, this match will expire, so to speak. So, I don't know where we are toward meeting this goal, but some listener called in and said, I want to give $10,000, but only if the other listeners match it. So if you give $100, it becomes $200. If you give $50, it becomes $100. If you give $500, it becomes $1,000 for the next 50 minutes or so here on American Family Radio. That's the opportunity that is before us. So Here's the phone number to call and make your donation. Be as generous as you can, please, because we need your financial support. You're all we have. There's no big billionaires out there giving us money. We don't get any tax dollars from the government like National Public Radio. There's no big corporations that make donations to us here. So you're it, folks. Our listeners are all we have to depend on for our financial survival. That's just true. Here's the phone number to call and make a gift. 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396. Or go online at AFR.net. AFR.net. We're also live video streaming this hour of programming on Facebook. Go to Today's Issues. Go to Today's Issues Facebook page or YouTube. Type in Today's Issues live streaming. You can watch the show there. Steve, what's in the news?
Well, good morning, Tim, or good afternoon. Just breaking this day, the Supreme Court has decided that the law that says that you can deport immigrants, this is legal and illegal, who commit violent crimes, that law has been overturned by the Supreme Court, or at least part of it has. So the Supreme Court, the liberals plus Justice Gorsuch, ruled that the language in the law that says if you are a convicted criminal of a violent crime, we can deport you if you're an immigrant, that has been overturned. The Supreme Court is going to hear this again, so this is a more or less a temporary ruling.
And overturned because it was too vague.
Too vague.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't. And basically what they're saying is that the guy, this guy, DeMaia, who it was the subject of this, who brought the lawsuit, it was vague. He didn't know. He wasn't informed well enough that the violent crimes that he committed, which were burglary and another one, I think, would result in deportation. Like he weighed that, I suppose. Wow, if I burglarize this and am violent in this crime, well, they'll deport me, so I better not do it. I don't know, but that's breaking today, Tim.
Well, I don't know any more than what you just said, but that sounds nutty to me.
Yeah. Here's the impact it might have, and this is just coming out, so I'm sure more details will come out. But it looks like that it will shorten the ability of the federal government to deport folks who are criminals, deport people who are maybe here on a green card, a visa, or even in the country illegally. It will shorten their ability to deport them for what the federal government views as violent crimes. Now, the court is saying that term is too broad. It's not specific enough. I guess they're having disagreements on what a violent crime is.
Well, and that was to Steve's point. This fellow, who's a native of the Philippines, James DeMaia, was arrested, pleaded no contest to two charges of burglary. The federal government wanted to deport him because they said that burglary had the potential to be a violent crime. Hmm. Not that he committed a violent crime, but it was potentially a violent crime. And his defense was, against deportation, is if you're going to say that burglary is a violent crime, you need to specify. So I would guess that if Congress went back and fixed that and made it so that it isn't, you know, if they want to include burglary as a category for deportation, then they can do that. But the Supreme Court is saying it's too vague. If you're going to kind of claw in other crimes that most people would not normally think are violent into the category of violent crimes, then you have to be more specific. So what
do you think here? You said, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see the impact of this. Maybe they can go back and rewrite the law, because if Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court justice that President Trump appointed, I mean, he's supposed to be a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this sounds like, to me, he ruled with the liberals, like John Roberts did in the
Obamacare.
So should we reserve judgment more until we hear from him or what he had to say about this?
This is what CNN is saying about it.
Okay.
He said that Gorsuch ruled with the liberals to produce a 5-4 majority invalidating the statute. In doing so, Gorsuch was continuing the jurisprudence of Antonin Scalia, who also sided with liberals when it came to the vagueness of statutes used to convict criminal defendants.
Okay. Yeah, and I can sympathize with the court not being okay with too vague of laws when it comes to something as serious as deporting someone who is here legally. But I hope, and I'm not sure, I hope that this does not also apply to illegal immigrants. Because my viewpoint is, if you're an illegal immigrant, violent crime or nonviolent crime, I think if you create a pattern of criminal behavior, then you should be qualified for deportation, not only the fact you're here illegally. So hopefully this just applies to legal immigrants.
And like Steve said, this is breaking today, so I guess we'll find out more about these details as the week goes on.
But if you haven't been deported and you want to give to American Family Radio, now's the time before the law has changed.
That's right.
To make a gift to American Family Radio. You're listening to AFR at Share-a-thon on AFR. It's our spring Share-a-thon, and our theme is In God We Trust. And we have a $10,000 gift that's been given by a fellow listener, if it can be matched. So we need to match that $10,000 with everybody else pitching in who's listening right now. So if you want to make a gift towards that $10,000 match, call and make note of that. By the way, we accept, if you want to use your credit card or your debit card or a bank draft, however you want to give, we can accommodate you. Let me just say this, too. It's helpful for our budgetary process at the ministry if we can count on a monthly gift from you. So if that's possible, and I'm talking about, you know, many people do that, they just do it by a bank draft or a credit card because you don't want to have to think about it and write a check and get a stamp and put it in the mail. And sometimes you forget. And so that helps us if you can do it that way, just a monthly draft or a credit card or something like that, that would be, you know, obviously you end that anytime you want to, but that just keeps us able to plan better when we know exactly how much finances are going to come in on a monthly basis. Here's our phone number to give to American Family Radio, and they can take your information over the phone. This number dials Tupelo, Mississippi, where our national headquarters for AFR is, Ed?
Where our headquarters are.
Where our headquarters are, this dials and that number, and we'll help you with, you can make it as quick as possible and just be as generous as you can. Here's the phone number to reach us, 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396 to reach us here at American Family Radio. We depend on our listeners for our financial support, and now's the time to give. 877-616-2396. Or go online. You can give online if you'd like to do that at afr.net, afr.net. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Walker Wildman and Steve Jordahl. And we're going to be here with you till the top of the hour. We normally stop this program at the bottom of the hour, but because we're having Share-a-thon, we're going to go to the top of the hour, and so stay with us, and we appreciate all folks who listen and pray for us and make gifts. If you've given already this morning or you gave in the mail prior to Share-a-thon, we haven't forgot about you. We thank you for your gifts. Ed, we're hearing from folks all over the country. Do you have any first names and states there?
I do. Okay. Donald from Bentonville, Arkansas. Steve from Bel Air, Kansas. Eric from Bremen, Oklahoma. We have Arlene from Grantsville, Maryland, Jerry from Moseley, Virginia, Joe from Midland, Texas, Elaine from Butler, Ohio, Daniel from Topeka, Kansas, Vicky from Blooming Prairie, Minnesota, Virginia.
Where is that, Ed? Where is that?
Blooming Prairie, Minnesota.
It's in Minnesota, isn't it?
I'm not sure there's anything blooming up
it's
there
by
yet.
A lake.
It's by a lake. Virginia from Whitehall, Michigan. David from Lincoln, Nebraska. So as we pointed out, Tim, earlier in the program, this is American Family Radio. It is a national Christian radio network of nearly 200 stations, and people from all over the country are responding. Folks, we encourage you to give. The number to call if you would like to give, it is our spring Share-a-thon. The theme is In God We Trust. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. You can give online if you'd like at AFR.net. As we've mentioned, Tim, I know this kind of upset you earlier in the last segment, how much we're giving away to people who give to us. But for a one-time gift of $150 or more, they will receive five In God We Trust decals, five In God We Trust bookmarks, and five In God We Trust buttons. And if they give a monthly gift of $30 or more, they will receive all of that plus an In God We Trust t-shirt. It's red, very nice design, says AFR on it. And folks, that would be our gift to you.
Hey, for $5,000 or more, Walker, come mow your grass.
Yes, I will. Well, we need to limit that to maybe 5 or 10 people because I don't need to be that busy mowing grass.
You're already that busy.
Well, you know,
any more than that, you can send Wesley.
Yeah.
Thing about it is that means nothing to people in Minnesota.
Right.
That's right.
Hey, Tim, I was answering phones before I got on the air here, and I took a call from somebody in Earth, Texas.
What?
Didn't even know there was such a thing. Earth, E-A-R-T-H, Earth, Texas. It's up in the panhandle between Amarillo and Lubbock.
So when they call and order something, or that would be funny. You know, that you call a particular place, you want to order something, you say, well, where can I send this to?
Earth.
Well, Earth. You can send this to Earth.
Right.
All right, you guys are a ball of laughs here.
Yes,
Ed's killing it with his Earth jokes. You're listening to trivia. No, you're not. You're listening to. You're listening to.
That teaches. That.
Yeah, you shouldn't make fun of others.
There you go.
It comes right back to you.
Yeah.
It's not karma. We don't believe in karma.
Right. But, I stumbled on what that'll show you is what I meant.
My karma. Yeah.
So wait a minute. I was making fun of you. I stumbled. Then you were going to make fun of me for making fun of you. So you stumbled.
And I stumbled.
So maybe we should just all get along.
Tim, yes. My karma ran over my dogma.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Yeah.
That's what that reminds me of. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We are a professional radio network, and we're resetting our Share-a-thon right now. I'm Tim with Ed, Steve, and Walker. Thanks for listening, folks, to AFR. You know, we try to bring the truth to you. That's our goal and objective, is to bring the truth to you in all respects. You know, the Bible says the truth will set you free. And we're talking about, Ed, we're talking about the truth as it relates to Bible teaching.
Yes.
Every day. I mean, we have some of the best Bible teachers in the world right here on American Family Radio.
And that forms the context of everything we do. Sometimes our critics will say, oh, all you talk about is politics. No, that's not all we talk about. One of our most popular shows is on in the afternoon, Bert Harper and Alex McFarland, exploring the Word. Like you said, we have lots of Bible teaching. And even the news that we report is from a Christian perspective. So we use the Bible and scriptural truth and the teaching of the kingdom to give us understanding about what's happening in our world and in our culture.
Amen. We sure do. Hey, let's hear from one of our listeners, and then we'll come back with more of Share-a-thon.
My name is Teresa, and I am from North Carolina. And first, I would like to tell you, Mr. Hamilton, your love of the Lord comes through every program you do. And for me, that is truly important. But I love your wit and your sarcasm and just the way that you're able to put your finger on the pulse of what's really going on. I'm handicapped and I'm not able to go to church anymore or get out. And I love this radio station and thank y'all so, so, so much. And to the Wildman family, thank you very much for sticking your necks and your money out there to start this institution, and may it last until the Lord comes back. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. That was a caller from North Carolina, right?
It was Teresa. And Teresa? You know, Tim, she mentioned Abraham Hamilton III. Just kind of go back to what you were talking about. Brian Fisher on Focal Point and Abe Hamilton on the Hamilton Corner, both of them start their programs with a Bible study. And they and so that kind of gets their juices going, and our listeners can get encouragement and instruction from the Word of God before both of those guys, who have very popular programs, dive into the issues of the day. So we want our listeners to know this really is a national Christian radio network, even though a lot of the things they hear about are things from the culture and politics. We put the Bible and God's Word first.
Walker, wouldn't it be easier for us just to, you know, a lot of Christian radio stations in this country, and I'm not going to name any names, nor do I try to resist judging other people's purpose and mission, because God doesn't always call us all to the same thing. Right. I realize that. And just because somebody's not doing what you do doesn't mean they're in sin.
Right.
That so you have to resist the urge to judge other people based on what you do, and you think they ought to be doing what you do. However, I'd like for you to comment on this, Walker, Ed, Steve. American Family Radio, you know, a lot of Christian radio, television and radio, they won't touch the great moral issues of our day.
Right.
Because they're scared of offending people. Mm-hmm. Or they consider it political. They a lot of them hide behind that. We don't talk about politics. You know, so they won't talk about what's going on in our country. Thus, their listenership goes, you know, is ignorant. Mm-hmm. You know, people, so that's what makes the difference here at AFR. We're not the only ones. There are other fine Christian radio networks and stations and television that are responsible. But,
right.
But Walker, we would feel like we would be derelict in
right.
our calling if we didn't talk about how we can apply biblical truth to today's situations for Christians in America and the world.
Yeah, and here's the thing. All of us, all of the families across America, all of the believers across the country, all the Christian believers, we see something on TV, we see something in the news, we see something going on in Washington that we're unhappy with. We don't like the way things are going. We see a filthy TV show. We want to speak out about it. We want to take action. But before my grandfather started American Family Association in 1977, there wasn't much of a way to be activated on a large scale level. And so that's why my grandfather, Don Wildman, started American Family Association, to give Christians and to give parents and families a resource and tools to take action and make a difference in our culture and make a difference for Christ. And so that's really the purpose that we're here for. That's the mission, and we're always here to look out for our children and our grandchildren and their future, and so that's why we cover the hard issues that we do.
Ed, you comment, and then Steve.
Well, I absolutely agree with what Walker is saying. We have a calling, and this started in 1977, as he pointed out, Tim, with your dad, Don Wildman, and you've got to be faithful to that vision. That's one of the sayings that Don Wildman always reminded us. God has not called us to be successful. He's called us to be faithful. And when we look to our listeners and our supporters to help us carry out that vision and to respond faithfully to that calling, they are being faithful as well. And so I just want to make this just to encourage our folks. I'm going to give the number for giving. We're having our spring share-a-thon here in 2018. In God We Trust is the theme. And we only do this three days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. And so we don't make this a year-round thing. One of the things I love that your dad always said was we treat our listeners and supporters like adults. We let them know that we have needs, and then we ask them to respond. So I'm going to give the number because we have the break coming up. Is that okay, we're holding the break. Here's the number, 877.
Hey, you need to give Steve, I want Steve to have 7 or 8 seconds.
7 or 8 seconds.
Okay. All right, Steve, give the number.
I don't have the number in front of me, actually.
There you go.
Time's up, Steve. Ed, you can give the number.
Here's what I wanted to say to your challenge, Tim. One of the things that we are facing in this country today is the threat to religious liberty. To people are telling Christians that they need to keep their faith locked up in a closet. It's okay for you to pray to your God in your church, but we don't want to see it in the public square. Mm-hmm. One of the things we try to do at American Family News is to connect those two dots, how your faith translates into the real-world situations that you see, the challenges that you face at work, the things you see in the news, and give you a way to express your faith in the public square. And I'm so proud, Tim, of the opportunity that you have given us to do that. It's so important that we do that. So that's what our calling
Amen.
Is.
Amen. Hey, we're going to take a break right here. And
let me give the number real quick.
Yeah, here's the number. I'll give the number. Okay. Here's the number, folks. We need you to help us. This is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days in the spring, and then 3 days in the fall. Do we even mention what our financial needs are? So next time you hear somebody say, oh, that AFR, they're always begging for money. Really? Six 6 days out of 365 days? I don't think that qualifies as, quote, begging for money. We don't beg for money. We just present our needs to you, and knowing that for all these years now, since 1991, as AFR has expanded across the country, our listeners have always responded. So here's our phone number to call and be as generous as you can, 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. We'll be back momentarily.
Rusty Pugh, anchor for American Family News.
They actually pay me to do what I love to do. And people also ask me, how do you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Well, it's because I love what I do. We have the opportunity to give people a side of the story that they may not hear because we come at this with a Christian worldview. And it's not just I'm telling them about a plane crash in Iowa or a flood in California. It's the issues that we deal with that matter to Christians. And that's why I love it so much.
This is Ray in North Carolina. I used to listen to Dr. Dobson and help him to raise my children and grandchildren. Now that they are adults, I have transitioned to Sandy Rios to keep abreast of the swamp in D.C., and I'm sure glad that she's available because we need her and need the information so that we know how to act in the future. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, the host of Truth for Life. Heard each weekday morning at 11:30 Central here on AFR. We're really pleased to be one of the Bible teaching programs carried on AFR, and we want you to know that our mission is to teach the Bible with clarity and relevance so that unbelievers will be converted, believers will be established, and local churches strengthened. Let me remind you that your donation to AFR helps to make our broadcast possible. May I encourage you to give generously.
Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Spring Charathon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You heard Dr. Alistair Begg there, one of our wonderful Bible teachers. He'll be back Friday with his live, well, it's not live, it's taped, but his Bible teaching program. But we're here during Charathon because, you know, folks, these programs that we air, you know, we have to have satellite time. We have to have radio towers. We have to have engineers to keep us on the air. There's a lot that goes into, you know, underwriting or funding the ministry here at American Family Radio. And so we pause in the spring for 3 days and in the fall the other 3 days. In October, just to tell you what our needs were and ask you to help us. Just respond, be as generous as you can with your donation to American Family Radio. Here's the phone number to reach us and make your gift. It's 877-616-2396. We have a $10,000, I don't know how close we are, I have to find out, but we're under a $10,000 match. So that means that somebody just like you has made a very nice gift of $10,000 to AFR, but they've said they're only going to do this if it's matched up to $10,000. Whatever it's matched up to, that's what they'll make a gift of. So $10,000 is quite generous, and we certainly want to match that. Here's the phone number to make a gift to AFR, 877-616-2396. here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, and Steve Jordahl. And we'll be here till noon Central Time, so about 25 more minutes. Each and every day we talk about what's happening in our world, what's happening in our country. We try our best to do so through a biblical worldview lens. That's our goal. That's our objective, through a biblical worldview lens, because really that's the only worldview that God gives us, to look at things through the Scripture, through the view of the Scripture. Steve, what else is in the news today?
Tim, I have in front of me a memo written by Ron Weckhart, who is the general counsel, the lawyer for the Orange County, California Board of Education. Members of the Board of Education have been asking him a question. I'm just going to read you this short memo. Members of the board have asked several questions about the California Healthy Youth Act. Here's my opinion. In short, the education code allows parents or guardians to excuse their children from all or part of comprehensive sex education and HIV education. However, the education code does not apply to instruction, material, or programming that discusses gender, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, or family. Therefore, parents who disagree with the instructional materials related to gender, gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation may not excuse their children from this instruction. And very generously, he's given parents permission. He says parents are free to advise their children that they disagree with some or all of it.
And this is in California?
It is in California.
Well, this is what secular progressives want to do across the country. I am firmly convinced that secular progressives, when push comes to shove, do not believe that parents are in charge of raising their children. I think more and more secular progressives believe we'll let parents raise their kids in the areas that we want them to raise their kids. When we disagree, we win. And that seems to clearly be the case in California. You don't like what we're teaching your kids? If we want to tell your son that he might very well be a girl, we can do it, and you've got nothing to say about it.
Right.
I tell you, I don't know how they keep me from pulling my kid out for a day.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose they could come and send police there to arrest me, or
well,
to truancy
no,
officers or something.
No, you would just probably get an absence.
Is it a one day of instruction?
Well, I don't know. It's mandated. If it's like sex ed, I was a public school substitute teacher in California for a little bit, and my busiest day of the year was the day that Planned Parenthood came in to do sex ed, and it was one day a year because none of the teachers wanted to be anywhere near it. So I had to sit there in the back and over and over and over hear these lies from.
Yeah,
this.
And I went to public school, so I'm not an anti-public school person, and I don't think I think Christians can go to public schools and be a good influence there. But I will say that stories like this are the ones that make people say, hey, I might think about homeschooling my kids, and I can't blame them for thinking that.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to get into the whole homeschool, Christian school, public school debate. That's up for each parent to decide what the best education is for their students, for their children, and it would depend on, you know, what public schools vary like churches. You know, you have to consider those things as well. But I will say this, Walker, as you're alluding to, this is why more and more families are trending in the Christian community towards either Christian education or homeschool Christian education. Mm-hmm. And because this goofiness, and goofiness is a mild word, this anti-family, anti-Christian sentiment that seems to control at least the higher-ups in the world of public education. The rank-and-file teacher doesn't agree with a lot of this stuff, and we hear from them. A lot of great Christian teachers in public school, as you say, Walker, being a witness, being salt and light, and we appreciate them. You're listening to American Family Radio. It's our Share-a-thon, and we appreciate all those who have already called. Ed, have we heard from folks all over the country?
We have consistently been hearing from people all over the country. Ron from Lebanon, Indiana, Jerry from Columbus, Mississippi, Charlene from Verona, Mississippi, Doris from Millbrook, Alabama, Penn from Nichols, South Carolina, Carla from Silverton, Colorado, Shirley from Tifton, Georgia, Deb from Moline, Illinois, David from Shelbyville, Tennessee, and Karen from Kingsley, Iowa, and let's see, Kersey from Hot Springs National Park in Arkansas. So Kersey looks like it's on vacation and giving to Share-a-thon.
Praise the Lord for those calls from all over America. We really are American Family Radio. You heard all those places and states listed, folks. We are, I like to call us American Family Radio, a gathering place for like-minded Christians. And we really are. We go now beyond our radio towers. We are on the internet with our app, and thousands of people listen to American Family Radio who don't even have a station in their community. So that's we thank God for that ability to do that, to connect Christians all over the country through our app and through as well as through our radio stations. Well, if you want to give, please call now and double your donation. You can double your donation up to $10,000 now to the top of the hour. Here's the phone number to reach us, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is our phone number, or go online at afr.net, afr.net. When you use that phone number, you'll dial our offices there in Tupelo. And I'm in Washington, D.C. today, and we thank the folks at the Family Research Council for letting us use their studios. I had to be here. But Walker, Steve, and Ed back home in Tupelo in our studios, and that's where our phone volunteers are taking your calls at 877-616-2396. Our theme for Share-a-thon is In God We Trust, and you may know this already, but In God We Trust is our national motto for our country, much to the chagrin of the liberals. They can't stand that. They never talk about that, but In God We Trust was adopted in 1956 by our Congress at that time. It's also printed on our currency. And the God that we're referring to there and our founders referred to is the God of the Bible. They're not talking about a Greek mythology or some pagan god or one of millions of gods like they believe in Hinduism, for example. No, it was the God of the Bible that our founders attributed our existence to, and we have been sustained by the God of the Bible. And I believe that to be true despite our sins, because America has been used more than any other country in world history to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. There's no question about that. Just absolutely no question about that. The number of missionaries that we sent out around the world in the last 100, 200 years, unparalleled in the history of mankind. And so I think that's one of the main reasons, because we've been a beacon for Christianity. Again, I acknowledge that we've had our sins, our national sins, and we've had our problems, but I think we've been a beacon for the world in that respect. And the freedom, the liberty that comes along with Christianity and the advancement of human rights. Human rights, the idea of human rights comes out of, Ed, our Christian heritage, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because the founders understood that there were certain unalienable rights that God grants to every person. Whether or not those rights are recognized, whether they are protected by the government, they exist nonetheless. So that whole idea of human rights and the fact that that the government, the rulers, are subject to the same law as everybody else, that comes out of Western civilization, which is in large part influenced by the Judeo-Christian worldview. So,
wait a minute. You're telling me that wasn't communicated to President Obama, that he had to follow the same rules as everybody else.
And it also it doesn't seem to sometimes dawn on the members of Congress who pass laws, and yet they don't live under those same laws. True. They live under the exception to the law. So,
hey, give the phone number, and let's go to, I'm loving these listener testimonies. Let's go to another listener testimony And then, Ed, you can bring us back.
All right, so let's go ahead and give the number.
All right, here's the number to call, 877-616-2396. You'll call into our headquarters here in Tupelo, Mississippi, American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. You can visit us online, afr.net. Let's hear a listener testimony.
Hello, my name is Justin. I'm from North Carolina, and I want to say AFR has impacted my life in an awesome way. It helps me to grow in Christ. I love listening to the preaching in the evenings and some of the talk shows that come on. Today's issues, especially on Trivia Friday. It's nice to have people that will pray for you if you ask for it, and it's nice to have a radio station that stands up for the truth and not tickle my ears, but actually speak the truth about God's word. I pray that God will bless all you and the ministry in the days to come. Thanks.
Well, we do love those listener testimonies because, you know, here at American Family Radio, we're sitting in a studio and we talk on microphones and we don't often see or hear from the people out there who are listening. So mm-hmm. when Share-a-thon rolls around, you know, Walker, we have we put out a call to listeners and say, listen, if you want to record a testimony, please do that. Mm-hmm. So I love hearing what these people are saying because it helps us understand that we are making a difference. And the people who give to American Family Radio are making a difference because they are paying for the radio that and the radio station that someone like that caller is going to listen to 2 months from now.
Yeah, that's right. And it's so encouraging, like you said, to hear their testimonies, hear how God is impacting their lives through American Family Radio. And it's not about American Family Radio. It's not about the host on the shows. It's about what God is doing through you and how God is encouraging you, equipping you, and activating you to live out your faith in every aspect of life. And one more time, here's what you will receive. Here are the premiums if you give to American Family Radio. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive this: 5 In God We Trust decals, car decals, 5 In God We Trust bookmarks, and 5 In God We Trust buttons. That's a one-time gift of $150 or more. But if you want to make your gift monthly, a recurring monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive everything I just mentioned in addition to a In God We Trust t-shirt.
All right. Well, Steve Jordahl is here, and we are going to what kind of news we got going? We've got a few minutes left here in this segment.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, who is a Obama appointee, has made a ruling that all unaccompanied minors who come into this country, I suppose they'd all be illegal if they're unaccompanied and cross the border. Mm-hmm. They have to be given a notice, and this also has to be posted at the dorms where unaccompanied alien children are staying. The notice reads, if you are pregnant, you have the right to decide whether to have a baby or to have an abortion. No one who works for the government or shelter can force your decision either way. No one who works for the government or shelter can tell anyone about your pregnancy or decision to have an abortion if you don't want them to do so. The notices must also give the phone number and email address of a lawyer at the American Civil Liberties Union and urge pregnant girls to call it if they feel they're being pressured.
Wow.
So this is a way for us to offer to little children who come to this country, one of the first things they'll be told is that abortion is awesome.
Well, that they can have one. And note that most of the countries down south of the border and many of the countries where these children are coming from, abortion is illegal.
Right.
So where do you think if a young girl finds herself pregnant and wants to have an abortion, she's heading our way because we've made it known that we will fulfill that for her.
So not only do we allow and encourage in this country the murder of unborn children, we all are also welcoming girls from other countries where life is a little more respected, a lot more respected, at least with regards to abortion, and we are offering to kill their babies. I'm making it as raw as possible because we try to get a heavenly perspective. We know God is not pleased with a country that cherishes the right to murder unborn children.
Yeah, that's right. And the first thing is, abortion should not be legal in the United States, as Ed's alluding to. And secondly, abortion should not be paid for by the government. And thirdly, it should absolutely not be freely available to those who are in our country illegally. And this is just absurd that this judge is forcing our federal officials to post these signs throughout all these facilities. Absolutely absurd, but it shows how out of step our federal judiciary is and that Congress needs to step in at some point.
Well, we have our general manager, Jim Stanley, in here, and while in his hearing, I'm going to do what he's always encouraging us to do is...
Let me help you with that.
Give the phone number.
877-616-2396. Now, you guys interview folks from time to time. Here's a question for you. Why are we giving that number?
We're giving that number so people can give to Share-a-thon.
And why do we have Share-a-thon?
So we can continue the work of American Family Radio.
My man.
There you go.
Look, you guys studied for this test, didn't you? All right. And what's the theme of this year's Share-a-thon?
In God we trust.
Well done.
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys have been working a challenge, and you've been working it pretty hard. And so I was asked if I would come in and give you guys an update.
Good.
Now, the challenge is not officially over, but unofficially, you guys rocked. Okay.
We do rock.
So you had 360 pledges over the last hour and 45 minutes, and you raised $70,083 along with the $10,000 challenge for a total of $80,000. And like I said, the hour is not up yet.
Wow. That's great. Hey, listen, I want to give a round of applause, not to us, but to our listeners and supporters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So now how many pledges did we have? Let's give the round of applause first before I start talking. Thank you, thank you to our listeners.
If you guys had a good producer, he would have applause sounds for you on standby.
And Brent doesn't Freely. Even have a mic to defend himself.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to cut Jim's mic off.
That's right. He does have the volume button.
You had 360 pledges. And again, the amount was $70,000 plus the $10,000 for a total of $80,083.
And we still have another 7 minutes and 45 seconds
yes,
left.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you this. 360 pledges, is that pretty good for
that's,
an hour and
that's
45
not
minutes?
Bad.
That's not
that's,
bad.
That's working.
All right.
Now, that said, you guys have done better.
We've done better.
You have
really?
Done better. Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to, folks listen, who are listening, tomorrow we're going to rock it even more.
There you go.
That's right.
You don't even need a challenge tomorrow, do you?
You know, tomorrow I'm going to say we're going to try to get 500 people to give. Is that good?
That's fantastic.
All right.
Good for you.
Tomorrow, which is Wednesday, on this two-hour block for today's issues, we're going to try to get 500 people
I
to give.
I think we can do it.
500 people to give tomorrow.
500 people to give.
All right, folks. All right. So
there's the gauntlet.
That's the gauntlet. It's been thrown down. And if we can reach that tomorrow, Brent Creeley will have applause sound
applause
effects.
Applause sounds? There
you
go.
So
you accept that challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
And by the way, this isn't like voting. You can give more than once,
that's
right?
That's right. You can.
That's right.
Well, it depends on what state you're in. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. This is non-political. This is Share-a-thon.
That's right. So if you gave today, folks, you could also give tomorrow so that we can reach 500 gifts in a two-hour span.
In your addition to the 500 tomorrow, don't forget, we are hoping folks will partner with us as monthly givers as well.
Yes.
So that's great. Go 500. If 150, 200, 600 of those, notice how I can just roll those numbers off. But the monthly givers, we really appreciate you folks. And for those, you know, we talk about $30 a month or we talk about a one-time gift of $150. Obviously, there are people that can do more because there are people that help us with the challenge money by giving enough money for the next challenge. Mm-hmm. And we receive those gifts, and we're grateful for them. But you've also got folks that can't do that, and so they wait for the challenge as a radio coupon, right? Folks, we want you to understand the $5 gift, the $25 gift, the $50,000 gift, those are all important to us. But we want you to know that we're grateful because we've seen the widow's mite do a lot here over the last 27 years.
That's right, and 40 years of the ministry. So look, we got 5.5 minutes. I'm just going to throw this out here, okay? I'm throwing it out. Somebody is listening. We made it to $80,000.
Yes,
let's make it to $100,000. Somebody out there might be listening that could give $20,000 to this ministry. Let's make it happen right now. So,
you may give the number?
Yeah, give the number.
All right, here's the number to call. You have about 5 minutes left in this $10,000 challenge. Here's the number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Visit AFR.net, AFR.net to give online.
Well, while we're waiting, Steve, for someone who may listen in and may want to give $20,000.
Yes.
As well as folks, like Jim Stanley said, $5, $25, $30, $30 a month, you get all that stuff that we're giving away, plus the T-shirt. While we're waiting for that, Steve, anything else going on?
Yeah, let's end this with something from the Dumb and Dumber Files.
Don't know much about history.
The Pulitzer Prize Committee has been talking with the Nobel Prize Committee, apparently. You remember President Obama got a Nobel Prize before he even took office for how much peace he created in the world.
Right.
Well, the Pulitzer Prize Committee has given the Pulitzer Prize to the New York Times and the Washington Post for their coverage of Mr. Trump's possible ties with Russia.
So is that in the fiction category?
It must
be. Is that a novel?
It's recognizing two journalism stalwarts that expose the hidden activities of the Trump White House while withstanding much presidential ire. So, yeah, we can get a Pulitzer Prize for something that probably isn't even, it's fake news.
So ire. I hate getting some ire.
I know.
That can really ruin your day.
Although some people are lacking ire and they have to take supplements. Ire supplements. Iron. Sorry. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Oh, that was corny even for this show.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So that was a Pulitzer Prize.
A Pulitzer Prize. This is a
is
very...
What did you say? Pulitzer or Pulitzer?
I say Pulitzer Prize, but it's
probably
Pulitzer.
Yeah, you're from Colorado, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. And you're from Massachusetts, I'm from Mississippi.
Yeah, true.
So we all say it differently.
That's right.
As long as we can communicate.
But, you know. Let's just say hypothetically, if this all pans out, and hopefully it pans out sooner than later, and there is no, quote, collusion or federal crimes that were committed by President Trump, then-candidate Trump, with the Russians, blah, 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 then they've given awards to journalists who reported on something that never existed.
I know.
That's right.
And it's kind of baffling. So maybe there's a repeal process
for
those awards.
The Nobel Committee didn't ever take President Obama's Nobel Peace Prize away.
There was actually talk about whether they should or not, because I think he bombed more places than, you know, well, certainly more than he had said, but he launched, you know, cruise missiles, you know, a whole lot more and bombed a whole lot more. And so there was some talk, maybe we should take that, you know, that, well, it wasn't a Pulitzer for him.
It was a Nobel
Peace Prize.
Yeah. So the only time that he didn't bomb is when he said he was going to lay down a red line.
Yes.
That's
in Syria.
True.
That's
and,
right.
And he decided not to bomb anything. Yeah. So yeah, just strange goings on in this country.
All right. Well, folks, we are just about coming to the end of our 2-hour segment here for today's issues. As Tim mentioned, normally we're an hour and a half, but here for Share-a-thon, we're 2 hours. So here's the number to call, 877-616-2396. It is our spring Share-a-thon. The theme is In God We Trust. We're asking you to come alongside and help us. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. As our general manager, Jim Stanley, said, our listeners on today's issues today rocked. Tomorrow, we are going to challenge our listeners. We're going to ask 500 people to give during the 2 hours tomorrow so that we can rock it big time and really be the best show during the day. So AFR.net, if you don't want to talk to a live person. But folks, more great Share-a-thon coming right up. Stay tuned.